It took Lucas Knight longer than it should have to realize he had a woman in his bed. But to be fair, he had a bitch of a hangover. Even worse than that, last night was a blur, prompting him to take quick stock. One, there was a bundle of sweet, soft curves against him. Two, his head was currently threatening to secede from the United States of Lucas. And three, his side hurt like, well, like he'd been shot. It had been 2 weeks since he'd gotten caught in some crossfire on the job, and he hadn't yet been cleared for more than light duty. Something he'd obviously managed to ignore last night, given that he was palming a nice, warm, feminine ass. Think, man. Straining his brain, he remembered taking a pain med before going to O'Reilly's pub to meet up with some friends. A client had been there, someone he'd recently helped save from a multi-million-dollar corporate espionage. The guy had ordered shots to toast to Lucas and... shit. Knowing better than to mix pain meds and alcohol, he'd hesitated. But everyone had been waiting on him, glasses hoisted in the air. Thinking just one shot couldn't hurt anything, he'd knocked back the drink. Clearly, he'd been wrong, and it had been enough to mess him up big time. Something he hadn't been in years, not since his brother Josh had been killed. Shoving that away for another time, or never, Lucas cracked open one eye. But when his retina was stabbed by a streak of sunlight glaring in through the window, he immediately slammed it shut again. Taking a deep breath, he told himself to suck it up and opened both eyes this time, learning two additional facts. He was naked and completely uncovered. And the woman snugged up at his side was rolled up in his comforter like a burrito. What the hell? A few more images slowly began to filter into his brain. Kicking ass at the pool table, and winning $200 from his boss, Archer, who ran Hunt Investigations, where Lucas worked as a security specialist. Dancing with a sexy brunette. And then making his way upstairs. But not alone. His head was pounding too hard to remember anything more, but clearly the brunette had not only come up, but stayed. She was cuddled up too close to see her face, especially with the way she had the entire blanket wrapped around herself. The only thing visible was a mass of shiny brown waves peeking out the top. Holding his breath, Lucas slowly pulled away until he could slide off his bed. The brunette's hair never so much as quivered. Letting out a relieved breath, he shoved on the clothes he'd so thoughtfully left for himself on the floor. Seriously, he was never taking another pain pill or drinking alcohol again, and headed for the door. But unable to do it, unable to be the guy who just walked out, he stopped and detoured to his kitchen to make her a coffee. Leaving her caffeine was a nice gesture, right? Right, but shit, he was out of coffee. Not surprisingly, since he usually grabbed his from work, because Molly, who ran the office at Hunt Investigations, made world-class coffee. And since one of the benefits of living on the fourth floor of the Pacific Pier building and working on the second floor meant convenience, he texted the coffee master himself. Any chance you'd send up a cup of coffee via the dumbwaiter? A few seconds later, from his bedroom came a cell phone buzzing with an unfamiliar tone, and he froze. If his plan was to leave before the awkward morning after, and that was always the plan, he was on borrowed time. Since nothing came back to him from Molly, he moved on to Plan B and scrawled out a quick note. Sorry, had to get to work. Take your time. Then he hesitated. Did she even know his name? Having no idea, he added, I'm leaving cash for an Uber or Lyft. Lucas. He dropped some money next to the note and grimaced at himself for still being a complete asshole. He stared down at his phone. Still nothing from Molly. which meant she wasn't going to save the day.